Dynasty general Sun Tzu, an honorific title meaning Master Sun. Very little is known about the author other than a historical consensus that such a figure actually existed as a commander in the dynastic emperor's army. What then accounts for the enduring popularity of a text that might have been conscripted to obscurity in the West? Like the best writing from the Taoist tradition, the art of war is exquisitely simple, practical, and clear. Its insights into life and its inevitable conflicts are so organic and sound, Taoism is based on aligning with the natural order of things, that many people who have never been on a battlefield are immediately drawn into wanting to apply Sun Tzu's maxims to daily life. Indeed, this gentle condensation is intended to highlight those aphorisms and lessons that have the broadest general applicability. I have no doubt that as you experience this volume, you will immediately discover ideas that you want to note and use. This is because Sun Tzu's genius as a writer is to return us to natural principles, things that we may have once understood intuitively, but lost in superfluous and speculative analysis, another of life's inevitabilities. I have based this abridgment on the aforementioned and invaluable 1910 English translation by British sinologist Lionel Giles. Giles' translation has stood up with remarkable relevance over the past century. Rather than laden his words with the flourish of late Victorian prose, Giles honored the starkness and sparseness of the original work. I have occasionally altered an obscure or antiquated term, but overall, the economy and elegance of Giles' translation is an art form in itself and deserves to be honored as such. Why then a condensation at all? In some instances, Sun Tzu, a working military commander, necessarily touched upon battlefield intricacies, such as the fine points of terrain or attacking the enemy with fire, that prove less immediately applicable to modern life than his observations on the movements and motives of men. In a few spots, I also add a clarifying note to bring out Sun Tzu's broader points. I ask the reader to take special note of Sun Tzu's frequent references to adhering to the natural landscape. It is a classically Taoist approach to blend with the curvature and qualities of one's surroundings, to find your place in the organic order of things. Within the Vedic tradition, this is sometimes called Dharma. Transcendentalist philosopher Ralph Waldo Emerson also notes the need to cycle yourself with the patterns of nature. As the great Hermetic dictum put it, as above, so below. Another key to Sun Tzu's popularity is the manner in which he unlocks the universality of true principles. What applies in warfare, if authentic, must apply to other areas of life. Human nature is consistent. So are the ebb and flow of events on both macro and intimate levels. Be on the watch for this principle throughout the text. Another central aspect of Sun Tzu's thought, again in harmony with Taoism, is that the greatest warrior prevails without ever fighting. If a fighter has observed conditions, deciphered the enemy, and diligently prepared and marshaled his forces, the ideal is to overwhelm his foe without shooting a single arrow. Supreme excellence, Sun Tzu writes, consists in breaking the enemy's resistance without fighting. If an attack does prove necessary, it should be launched with irresistible force, like a seismic shifting of the earth. After your enemy's defeat, quickly return to normalcy. In war, then, the master writes, let your object be victory, not lengthy campaigns. Sun Tzu warns against protracted operations. There is no instance of a country having benefited from prolonged warfare, he writes. Rather than seek glory, Sun Tzu counsels that the excellent commander practices subtlety, inscrutability, watchfulness, and flexibility. The good fighter, he writes, should be like water, dwelling unnoticed at his enemy's lowest depths